Jeez. I am ill-prepared today.
Come on. Don't say that.
God, what day is it?
Go with Thursday. Thursday's
right,
a good
thank
one.
Thank you. Thursday. Thanks, Bill.
Well, that sounded very encouraging, didn't it?
You coached me through it.
I think you sounded great.
Welcome
bonus
to the
hour
show.
Listeners. Uh-oh. Now, uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's why we should be broadcasting in stereo, so that they could have heard you say what you said in the left ear and me in the right ear.
That's awesome, because I wanted to be in the left ear.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday. Wendy was right. Don't even look it up. Don't even fact check it. It's true. It's Thursday. Welcome to the show. It's the bonus hour. It's the stream of consciousness. Call us, text us, stop on by. We'd love to see you.
I have some hurricane news for all of us. As Hurricane Irma is barreling down on Florida, and we're going to talk to our old news girl who is now a meteorologist in Florida, Amy Sweezy. We're going to talk to her tomorrow about what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be getting her panties in a bunch.
We'll ask her that.
Well, you can ask
you
her.
You ask her that. I'll just
ask her in her right ear.
Right.
FEMA, Bill, according to USA Today, FEMA is using Waffle Houses as a barometer for how bad a disaster is. Let me explain.
Please explain.
In a time of natural disaster, the federal government uses a simple gauge to determine the toll Mother Nature has taken on a local area, and it is called the Waffle House Test.
Oh.
It uses the operating conditions of the resilient southern restaurants as a barometer for how well an area will recover from a hurricane, tornado, or other hazard.
Uh-huh.
Here's what we do. Ex-FEMA Administrator Craig Fugit said the agency uses something called the Waffle House Test, and the Waffle House Test just doesn't tell us how quickly a business might rebound. It also tells how the larger community is faring.
Hmm. So they're notorious. No matter how bad the condition, the Waffle House wants to remain open, right?
That's because they have the best pecan waffles I've ever had in my entire life.
Waffle House is insanely good. You won't hear me say anything bad about them. I wish they would realize that you want to put a light bulb in each of the letters of the words Waffle and
yes.
House, because I've never been to one ever where all the letters are lit.
I'm okay with that, though, as long as you get that hockey puck of hash brown.
Yep.
So life good. Is good.
You can get in a Waffle House, I don't know your breakfast habits. I like to eat breakfast late at night. I know that sounds awkward, but
no, a lot of people do that.
I like it then. So a lot of times when I would do stand-up in the South, myself and the other comics would go to a Waffle House, and we would each get somewhere between 6 to 8 pounds of food, and it would cost us $3.40.
Their version of the Grand Slam, I don't know what it's called at the Waffle House. It's like the ultimate breakfast,
yeah.
I think. You can get 2 eggs anyway.
Yeah.
Over medium, I like to get them.
Yeah.
Bacon or sausage.
Mm-hmm.
You get the hockey puck of hash brown.
Mm-hmm. NHL approved, by the way. The NHL is in on this. They go, yeah, it's about a hockey puck. We're in.
Hot potato on ice.
Yeah.
and then you get like either toast or a waffle. And who's not going to get
so
the waffle?
Good.
And it's
so
not
good.
Extra for the pecan one.
No. It costs the same.
Oh, my
it's a miracle,
God. It's magical.
It
does
well,
IHOP count as a Waffle House?
No, Kevin. It says
is
Waffle House right on the sign, and one of the letters will be out. You'll go the.
Yeah, but it's the International House
of pancakes.
Yeah, right. Not waffles.
I will tell you this. Now, I had never been to a Waffle House ever in my entire life until like 3 or 4 years ago when I went to Disney for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And we went for breakfast, and it's not a bad way to get a cheap breakfast before you go to the park because,
right.
Again, you get tons of food for not a lot of money, and then you don't have to pay the exorbitant fees at Disney.
Right, true.
So I love a good fluffy Belgian waffle. These are not those. They're flat, but they're delicious.
Yeah, right.
They're kind of if a Belgian waffle and a pancake had a baby.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Because it's not really thick and fluffy.
No, not really. Not really.
But it is
so tasty.
Oh, my God. Well, they're using all the Waffle Houses. FEMA is. Craig Fugit was administrator for FEMA under former President Obama. And his quote here is, the sooner restaurants, grocery, and corner stores or banks can reopen, the sooner local economies will start generating revenue again, signaling a strong recovery for that community. Fugit says the system came out of the 04 hurricanes when he was Florida's emergency management director. Fugit described the test on one of those Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he said. Waffle houses are open most of the time, and that was the index. If a Waffle House is closed because there's a disaster, it's bad. We call it red. If they're open but have a limited menu, that's yellow, he said. If they're green, we're good. Keep going. You haven't found the bad stuff yet. A few days after Hurricane Harvey ravaged the eastern coast of Tejas, many Waffle Houses remained open.
Hmm. No matter what happens, they say, we're good. We can make this work.
So that means the economy is going to cover a little,
yeah,
recover
faster.
A little. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Good for them.
Why don't we have a Waffle House here? Come on.
I would eat there so often.
Can't we open one? Can't we franchise it? Why does it have to just be in the South?
I think either the last time we talked about Waffle House or two times ago, somebody looked it up, and I guess the closest one is in downstate Illinois. That's not close enough. There should be at least one and maybe a half a dozen within the area, within the Chicagoland area.
I've never been.
Oh my
Kevin.
God. I hadn't either.
And then once
you go, that's all, like their eggs are so fresh.
Yeah.
The chicken and waffles, is that like a Waffle House thing?
No.
No?
I don't remember them having chicken.
No.
There. You could bring a chicken. They wouldn't.
Well, would they seat you with a chicken?
You could bring your own chicken in and say, this is just a chicken that I had at the house.
So
could you dice this up and put it
BYOC?
In my waffle? It's strictly BYOC.
Again, we go back to a chicken party. You guys are just here
everything
to kill
becomes,
me.
Yeah.
But, all right, so who can you get the president of the Waffle House on this show, and
mm-hmm.
let's see why they can't.
It.
I mean, why can't they have one here?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. There's towns in the South where, like, your town will have more than one.
That's
so
not fair.
This area would certainly, I think, be kind to a Waffle House. We'd keep them busy 24 hours a day. Now, what you said about a Waffle House being closed, I don't know if you remember, but when we were kids, Dunkin' Donuts were always open 24 hours. Do you remember this?
Not really.
So every once in a while, there were two near my house, and if for any reason the Dunkin' Donuts was closed, we knew something bad was happening. We didn't know what. We would speculate. But just the mere fact that we drove past a darkened Dunkin' Donuts, now it's not a big deal because a lot of them close at 9 or 10. Most of them do. But back then, they were 24-hour businesses, and I remember on a couple of occasions we would drive by, and we would all get scared. We were like, well, something's not right. The Dunkin' Donuts is closed. It's the beginning of the end.
Maybe somebody just didn't show up for their shift.
I think it was whoever was working there, because, you know, at 2 in the morning, they got to go to the bathroom, and they can't leave the store open.
Exactly.
So maybe they would close it down for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, you didn't sit around to see how long it was closed?
No, we would go home and hide under our beds. Because we thought it was the end of days.
Now, Bill, I looked up Waffle Houses in Illinois.
There are some, right?
Granite City.
That's too far of a drive for me. I would do it, but it's too far.
Collinsville.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are open 24 hours. But now there's something called the Kingsbury Waffle House in Flossmoor that's only open till 3 p.m., so we'll have to hurry.
Wait, what? 3 p.m.? Oh, they're strictly a breakfast business.
Yeah. But the Kingsbury Waffle House.
That to me sounds like somebody who's kind of riding on the coattails of the Waffle House. Like they're using the words waffle and house, but I think against their jurisdiction.
If anyone's been to the Kingsbury Waffle House, here is their website. It's for a quick bite, cozy and casual.
Does it show their logo? Is it the yellow letters?
I'm looking.
One burned out?
No, they're not showing it. There are two of them. 5420 West 159th Street in Oak Forest.
That's right near where I grew up. That's right down the road from where I grew up.
Was there a Kingsbury Waffle House before? This shouldn't be in my Google Maps, like where's the nearest Waffle House. This shouldn't be part of it.
I don't think so.
And there's...
Although they're taking the word literally. I mean, it is a Waffle House. It is a place that serves waffles, but it's not. Yeah.
There's also 3345 Volmer Road in Flossmoor.
Yeah, I know.
If anyone has been to this,
it's not the same. I bet it's good, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same.
We want legit. We want the real Waffle House, and we want it now.
I'm not kidding. I'll just stay on the radio until one opens here.
Right.
It's the stream. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. There's no show after this. If we want to stay, we can stay.
The lovely logo of the yellow squares with the black letters.
One burned out.
Yeah, there's one. They're far.
They're all too far. But if you drove, like, you know, we would drive every other year to Florida, and we must have passed, seriously, 60 or 65 of them between Chicago and Florida.
My family never stopped at one.
Oh,
in all
so
the years we took
good.
Trips, and then it took Jimmy Mack to say, hey, have you ever been to a Waffle House? And I said, what's a Waffle House? And we pulled
changed
right
your
in.
Life, didn't it?
Totally did.
Did you do Stuckey's when you were a kid?
Yeah, with the pecan logs.
Yeah.
I always got a pecan log every time I was on a vacation, and I always ate it and smiled. I never liked it.
They're not that good.
They suck.
Yeah.
But I had one every trip, and I was so happy to get one.
The thing I liked most at Stuckey's, and we would always, that was like an annual, or I should say every other year thing when we would drive to Florida, was they always had this rack, this revolving rack that had books where the pen, like if you did something correctly, it was one color, but if you did it incorrectly, it was the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'd have to, there'd be a page and it would have pictures of 12 pigs. And they'd say, Horace and Morris are brothers. Can you find the two pigs that look exactly alike and circle them? And then if you circled the right one, it would come out like a grayish color. And if you did the wrong one, it would be yellow.
I totally remember
those
that.
Those were fun.
Those were very fun.
They should turn that into a movie. I would love to see Horace and Morris, the pig movie.
Can I tell you that they've completely run out of ideas in Hollywood that would be like a nice escape from what we're used to
seeing? I'm
going
to call the emoji guys right after the show and see if I can't sell them on this idea.
All right.
Right.
There are like 1,800 Waffle Houses and none near us.
Are there? There's not 1,800, but there's a lot, right? There's hundreds of them, right?
Yeah.
Does it give an exact count? Because I don't think it's 1,800, but there's hundreds of them.
I think I saw that because they number them.
And you know what's good about them? They're almost exactly the same. There's very
sticky
little
tables.
Variance. The tables are a little bit sticky. That's a given. The waitress looks a little bit like she's had just a little bit more than she wanted that day. You know what I mean? Just a little put out. And she smokes. And like a lot of restaurants will tell your workers, if you want to smoke, go outside and back. I think they encourage some of the waitresses to smoke while serving you.
I think I've seen some of the chefs smoke over the grill.
Put out a butt in the omelet. You want butt in your omelet? No, I don't want a cigarette butt in my omelet. There's mushrooms. That's all I want.
There's 30 pages of locations.
But none close by. That's so frustrating.
All right, we need to get the owner of Waffle House on. I'm not even kidding.
Well, hold on. Is Waffle House like the actual name of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Waffle House? Yeah.
See, I was picturing like a different, like you know how you have like Maxwell Street Polish in here and then places that look like
it? No, it's just the Waffle House. That's it.
It's their logo is just...
I've seen that. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's what it is. You got to...
Waffle House president.
CEO, whatever.
Mr. Waffle.
The highest ranking waffle person that they will provide. We want to talk
waffle,
to them.
Waffle, sir.
Right.
We'll call him that.
Yeah.
We got, or her. It could be a lady.
It could be. The waffle industry, Wendy, has always been very kind to women. There's no waffle ceiling.
Don't you want to know once?
No fatter ceiling. A woman in the waffle industry can do just as good as a man, and it's always been that way. I salute them for that.
But don't you want just an answer as to why there aren't any here?
It doesn't make sense. They would do so well here. But I think part of the charm of it is, it's just what?
Part of the charm, it's just
part of
in the
charm
South.
Is, it's just, nah, not, well, but it's just off the interstate. I mean, part of it is the location, I guess. Like, you wouldn't see one here in a strip mall. That wouldn't make sense.
I don't care
you
where
want
it
freestanding.
Is. They're saying Fairfield, Ohio is the closest one.
You want some guy standing outside who looks like he may have just gotten out of prison in the last 15 or 20 minutes.
Adds to the ambiance.
It adds to the ambiance.
Makes the waffle better.
It does. It does.
Sounds like the type of place where the waitress would call you hun.
Hun, oh, yeah. Always hun.
H-O-N.
Yeah.
Yep. Right, yeah.
And there's always a guy working the register who's giving himself a tattoo while you're in there.
Oh, stop. Now you've gone too far. It's a syrup tattoo.
Right. What are you doing, Zeke?
Nothing. Just giving myself a tattoo made of syrup. That's
I'm
all.
Telling you, I don't care. I would go every Sunday morning.
I would go late at night, like on nights where I'm like, I'm full, but not full enough. I would drive out there. That'd be fantastic.
It's just amazing. And honest to God, the only bad thing is like if you have over four people, it's tough to fit in the booth.
Impossible.
And yet we go with five people every time we've gone and they always put us in a booth.
Wait, it's your family and who?
Our friend, Uncle Steve. Steve Glosson. Who
lives with you on trips?
He usually meets us when we've gone to Disney.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he lives out there, obviously.
He lives in Georgia, but he drives up. He's a Star Wars fan, and Geek Out Loud is the name of his podcast, and he became friends with Jimmy Mack, and the kids call him Uncle Steve.
He's not an actual uncle. He's by proxy an uncle.
Right. But, I mean, he was the one, that's kind of our tradition, that we always go to the same Waffle House with Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
And there are five of us, and yet we have to smash in a booth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those tables are built for
four people.
And there's usually a counter, you know, if you're just...
That's always filled. Yeah. There's always a wait.
Yeah.
And Kevin, honestly, once you've had one, you will never stop dreaming about a Waffle House. And you order, and I swear to God, in like under 3 minutes, the order arrives at your table.
It's as if they knew you were coming.
I know.
I can't explain it. Like, it's like when you're driving up, they have some kind of a sensor in their parking lot that goes, that's the guy that gets the mushroom omelet. Have one ready for him. I'm still working on my tattoo.
Leave Zeke alone.
All right. We'll take a quick break. And then more show. Can you believe it? It's Phil and Wendy on WGN.
All right. Judy Pilek is here to do some news, and we were just commiserating off the air about our lack of a Waffle House in this area. You would attend, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you go?
Can you do something, Judy? You can do something.
I have been to a Waffle House, but in the South. They're all in the South.
We want one here. Do you know, per minute, they serve 341 strips of bacon?
Wow. Who's the guy buying all that bacon, Wendy?
Zeke.
Right. I don't know that I've ever had a waffle at the Waffle House.
Are you kidding me?
No.
It's right in the name, Jude.
I know. Last time I was a teenager. I think I had lunch.
Yeah.
You know, there was one across the street from whatever place I was staying at.
Pecan waffles are the way to go.
At the Ritz-Carlton? Were you staying at the Ritz and there was a Waffle House
right
across the street?
Yeah, we always stayed at places like the Ritz when we went to Florida.
Yep.
96 orders of grits per minute.
96 orders of grits. I wonder what we'll rhyme this with.
Eat one up, throw one on the wall.
Don't rhyme it.
Only 127 cups of coffee per minute. You would think more.
Yes, I would.
More bacon than coffee. Yeah. That is my kind of place.
That shows you the South, baby.
So this is at all Waffle Houses combined.
According to the statistics, yes.
All right.
How many Waffle Houses are there?
Kevin?
We're trying to figure that out. It's got to be in the hundreds.
Yeah. If you poured all of the cups of coffee that Waffle House serves in 1 year,
they'd be furious.
It would be enough to fill nearly 8 Olympic swimming pools. That's over a year.
So I'm thinking Waffle House is like our Denny's, kind of, right?
It's their better. Denny's, right? So Denny's is to us as Waffle House would be to the... No, because in the South, they have both. Waffle House is smaller, more compact, and has more of a dated feel, more of a diner-y feel. And it is, as Wendy pointed out, it tends to be a little sticky.
But it's so worth it. I swear to God, it's cheap. It's good quality fresh eggs, and I'm telling you, the pecan waffles are amazing. Not real thick Belgian ones. They're kind of look like they're pressed flat on a griddle, but just really good.
I get the lobster Newberg. So good.
Since 1955, they have served 2 million. Oh no, 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 two.
Billion?
Yes, 2,501,866,000 eggs.
Wow. That's a lot of cholesterol.
Oh, my God. Only
it takes a lot of eggs to make a waffle.
Yeah.
They serve Coca-Cola proudly.
Oh, they're the restaurant that serves Coca-Cola. I could never remember who did that. It's the Waffle House.
Some people have Pepsi.
Yeah, they do.
And I won't order a soda then.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't drink Pepsi.
Wow.
I'm a Pepsi girl.
So even in an emergency where you needed to have cola of some sort, you would say no thanks, but no thanks.
No, what is the...
RC?
RC I will tolerate.
Yeah.
But how about cola?
No.
Generic?
No. Yummy Time?
Jolt?
No, remember when that was out?
Yummy was from Juul.
You go to Sprite, don't you? Go to Sprite if you can't get a cola.
I think Sierra Mist is the Pepsi version of that.
It is, of lemon lime?
Yes.
No, right. because Sprite is the Coca-Cola product.
Right, right.
Sometimes I'll even go Powerade, but I will not have a Pepsi ever.
Did something happen that you
No, I don't like
about?
The flavor
you just don't
of
like
it.
The flavor of it. Wow. All right.
So Culver's, go to Coca-Cola, will ya? I cut
my teeth on wedding rings. Can you name this performer?
And I'm not proud of my dress.
Judy, you can?
You can?
Yeah.
Is it Lord?
Most popular song ever.
Bing, 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 bing. It's Lord with Royals. Bring it up.
To the radio, Wendy? Come on. I don't listen to this
Wendy's
crap.
Wendy's on the radio.
That's what I said. I don't listen to this crap.
You got your own show on the radio and you don't listen. This is embarrassing.
I like this song, so I
do
to
too.
When I hear it.
I like her. She's a good singer. She's got a great voice.
Mm-hmm. She sings about cool things.
Yeah, things that you and I can relate to.
Exactly.
Like the Royals.
The Royals. We'll never be Royals.
Well, that's what she says in the song.
Maybe
she's
you guys
right.
won't be.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to be, Wendy, and I can prove it right now. Did you know that being a royal, being a member of the royal family, the Windsor family, is not as easy as you would think?
Well, I know that's why Princess Diana was having trouble.
Yep. She was not used to that sort of lifestyle.
Because they're a little bit uptight, stuffy.
Yep.
Hilarious if you know the history of the royals.
What way? Why do you say that?
I mean, just all through the history, it's...
Well, they used to be a little more wild.
Murder, incest.
Yeah.
Poison. That's
not, neither of those are fun. So.
No, but I mean, it's
you're
not like
they're...
You're
thinking of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay,
that's what
maybe.
You're thinking of Game of Thrones.
No, I mean, they're uptight now, but it wasn't always...
Right.
It was cutthroat and espionage and murder. It was crazy.
And really, basically, I hate to say this, but it's true... They're kind of just figureheads. They don't really govern England.
Right, but back in the day,
they used
to. It's funny that you say Game of Thrones because it was exactly a Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
now, who could get that throne? I mean, let's not forget the Boleyn girls.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have dragons back there, too?
No dragons. No. If they did, they kept them hidden.
Right.
Except for the queens.
Well, they...
What kind of dragons?
Well, they have now published the list that I don't know if we were privy to this.
Privy, I love. You're so British.
I don't know if you were in on this. But now.
He didn't say up privy.
But now they have put out the list of the rules that the royal family must adhere to.
Really?
A very formal list. May I share them with you?
Please do.
All right. Did you know that when the queen stands, this is a rule. If you're a royal, when the queen stands, you stand. No questions asked. The queen stands for whatever reason, you must also stand.
That seems like we could figure that out.
Yeah.
They do that in the newsroom with you, Judy. Don't they?
If
Judy
stands,
everyone must stand.
Sometimes they salute, and I give them the old
middle finger.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the salute they give me, so I can give it back.
I wonder how that started. I wonder what the first time was that somebody said, you know, it's weird. The queen is standing, but nobody else is. I think when she stands up, we got to all stand up.
Wait, are you saying that's a new rule?
No, this has been in effect for a long time.
It's always been. Yeah, that makes complete sense.
But at some point, there was a first time where somebody looked around the room and went, wait, the queen's the...
She probably said, please join me or something. Because, like, I'm thinking of church when the priest, you know, I mean, I know he stands through the whole thing, but when he goes from the sitting position in the cool chair to standing up, the whole congregation stands up, too.
Yeah, I think that's way back. Yeah.
No one can eat... After the queen has finished her meal. As soon as she's done eating, guess what? You are also done eating.
Oh, no.
I don't. That's not going to fly with me.
That doesn't work.
I'm a slow eater.
What if she wasn't that hungry that day and she just took a bite of toast and went, that's enough?
Well, I'm thinking that's all she ever does.
She's
not going to pig out in front of anyone at a state dinner.
Right.
No, she does
she's
it in her bedroom.
Exactly. She goes and gets the chips and Coca-Cola when everyone's gone.
Where's the Tostitos?
Have some of that delicious dip.
Where's the salsa?
Bowing and curtsying is a requirement. When the queen is there, you must either bow or curtsy.
As you're approaching her? Because that's a given.
It says, men of the royal family will perform a neck bow, while women must curtsy whenever greeting the queen.
A neck bow, just bowing your head.
Yeah, it's just a, hey, how's it going, queen?
Oh,
no,
we have to curtsy? No.
Yeah, you have to curtsy.
And you know what? What if you're living with the queen at the time? My goodness. You talk about a workout every time you pass her?
Right, it's like Taibo.
And
burned up more calories living with the queen than working out with Billy Blanks.
I wouldn't have to do jazzercise anymore.
We had to curtsy because most women wore dresses, but now...
If they
you don't have
head,
to wear a dress.
We do the head thing,
Women are also allowed to head bow now?
We should.
We equal bows.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Except you tend to see when people, when the queen shows up, everyone's always well-dressed. There's nobody's dressed in casual
wear. In their
pajamas. Wear. Right.
But women can wear pantsuits now.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you sure? Can the royals?
You know what? I bet not.
Maybe the royals can't.
They have to be skirted.
I mean, forget, how many royals are there even left? Are they talking about like all
not
the,
that many.
Yeah, I mean.
Not that many. Marriage comes with a new name. Members of the royal family take a new name when they're married. It's not like, you know how women now have said, I don't need to take my husband's name. I'll keep my maiden name. Kate wasn't allowed to do that. She had to take the royal name, which is Windsor, right? Isn't that their real official name?
I don't think so.
It's not Windsor?
I think they're of Windsor. I don't know
that that's
the name.
I thought their name was Windsor. I knew they were from Windsor, but I think...
No, I feel like they have a different name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Spencer was Diana. And then...
Right, but she had to change it to
Charles.
Not Windsor?
I don't know.
I thought it was. Maybe not.
We'll find out.
Naharodny.
Don't think that's it.
Smith? Not it? No.
Jones?
No, it's not Smith or Jones. Nope.
Privy?
Public displays of affection, well, this one's obvious, are looked down upon, especially when traveling. You rarely see the Queen French kissing people.
I would be blinded.
Didn't Kate just win the lawsuit against the person who took the photo of her naked, half naked, while she was sunbathing?
Yeah, but that's not even public displays of affection. That's just, hey, you weren't supposed to be there taking pictures of the princess. What's wrong with you?
And maybe the princess shouldn't be taking her top off anyway.
Well,
because, you know, they're lurking everywhere.
But a girl needs to earn a couple extra bucks, Jude. You know that.
Well, I think she was just trying to earn a couple extra
what?
Sunbeams.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
She was tanning.
Yeah.
What, Kevin, you had a name of the...
of the royal family?
I have a little blurb here from...
you should see a doctor.
Anyway, this is from theindependent.co.uk. The insider summary, before 1917, the British royal family had no last name at all. That year, King George V decreed that the family surname would be Windsor.
Ah.
Today's royals still don't need a last name, but it's technically Mountbatten Windsor, which is
Mountbatten Windsor,
which is a blend of the Queen and her husband's surnames.
Yeah. Whenever I send them notes, I always, the Windsors. That's just the way I do it.
Mountbatten, it's a hyphenated name. So Mountbatten Windsor.
How funny that they don't even have to have a last name.
Like Cher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Bono.
Right. Right. Lord.
Maybe that's why they do it.
Madonna.
We could go on and on. Yep.
Technically, Bono's last name in the stage world is Vox.
Right.
Like, meaning good voice in Latin.
Yes.
But Paul Hewson is his real name.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Paul Hewson.
That's also the Queen's
name.
Hi,
I'm Paul Hewson.
That just sounds like a guy who lives in your apartment building.
First of all, does not look like a Paul.
No.
No. Paul Hewson.
It just said.
Yeah. Okay. You're we get it, Wendy.
Wendy's saying it with disdain.
I know, right?
Judy and I are just saying it, but you're like, Paul
Hewson. He was just like, Paul Hewson.
Paul Hewson, table for one at Waffle House.
Oh, my God. You know, I met him when he was here at the Tribune Tower.
Did
and
you
he
meet
was
Bono?
Awesome, wasn't he?
You know what? I didn't even really, didn't say one word to him. I was in awe.
You should have said, hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul Hewson.
Paul Hewson.
You should have said that.
He hissed at him as he walked by. Can you imagine? People would just, his entourage would have slapped me as they went by. No, but he did a little.
Oh,
when
did he?
He walked by me and
he
I was
said,
like,
click, click.
Did you see that?
He does that to everybody.
He did the click,
no, he does it, Wendy. God, you have to ruin everything.
Paul Hewson.
Yeah.
Oh, Wendy, don't.
He winked. Paul Hewson winked at me.
See, listen to that. Paul Hewson winked at me.
Doesn't
big
sound
deal.
Like a big deal.
Bono winked at me.
That's monumental.
So he was here with a couple other big stars talking
Edge?
About AIDS. And I, of course, when I came back down, I think maybe it was Steve Cochran in the afternoons. He was like, well, so how was it? And I'm like, he's like, you know, what did he say about the AIDS effort? And I'm like, I don't know.
It went right through you, right?
He winked at me.
Yeah, that's excellent.
God, that was
congratulations.
Those are my reporting skills back then.
A royal wedding bouquet must contain, now I didn't even know this was a thing, but a royal wedding bouquet must contain myrtle.
Myrtle is a
What's
beautiful,
a
I think
the
it's
white?
A.
The little like
I thought I was gonna say purple, but it could be.
Oh, maybe it is the purple, but it's like what we use as baby's breath, kind of, right?
Oh.
I'm not sure.
I need to see a picture of Myrtle now.
All right, I'll get
Myrtle
you a
used
of
Myrtle. To date Paul Hewson when they.
That was his nanny.
Get some Myrtle if you want to be fertile. I mean, it must have a meaning that.
Yeah,
why
you didn't just throw it in.
I bet it's to be fertile.
Every royal wedding party must also include a crop of children.
A crop.
Yeah, that's how children are.
That's how they grow them there.
That's how they make them in England, Wendy. Royal wedding parties are usually made up, it says here, of younger children, a crop of children. I've never heard of children referred to as.
Well, I wonder what number a crop is.
I don't know.
Maybe eight?
I don't know.
12?
The myrtle flower has a rich history as a flower of love and marriage.
Oh.
It has played a role. Yes, and I think there's white as well.
Is it a pretty flower, would you call it, or not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But
of all the flowers,
it sounds like a weed.
Why choose that one?
Right. It has played a role in both Greek mythology and in royal weddings and continues its love connection today. The star-shaped flower is typically white, you're right, and adorns the branches of an evergreen shrub native to Europe and North Africa.
Interesting, because, you know, they're all about those royals.
Yeah.
It's all about history and...
Sure it is. Even the names they choose for the children, you know, they all have some history
tradition
to them. They're not, yeah, right? They like their list of names
right
is a much shorter list.
Oh, absolutely.
We could go
yeah
much more creative than
you're
we want.
You're not going to find any Judys in the royal household or Wendy's.
Nope.
Maybe Wendy.
Maybe
possibly.
Judy.
I don't think
Judy's
so
an old lady name.
I know it is.
Oh, here's where it starts.
God, she is just on me.
Here's
your
where
back when you leave.
Here's where it starts.
No, I know it is an old lady name. I don't know any other Judys.
It's I do.
Ridiculous. Are they old?
No. They're our age, I guess.
But in the future, yeah, if what I learned on the Jetsons is correct, more teenagers will have that name.
Yeah.
So you have that to look forward to.
But yeah, you're right. What are there? Elizabeth's? Even Diana isn't.
No. Not your typical.
But she wasn't.
Mary,
obviously.
Elizabeth. What's the other? Some of the
I'm trying to think of what the other. What's her? I'm trying to think of what her. Or Anne.
Anne.
I couldn't think of the.
Oh, I think it's
right
just
name.
Those three pretty much.
Beatrix. Right?
Beatrix. She will never become
no,
queen.
No, isn't the one in England Beatrix?
Yeah.
It is, right? It's not Beatrix.
It is?
Yeah,
was,
with an X at the end.
She was by marriage.
Yeah. Oh, right. She married into the family. Right. The Windsor Mountbatten family. The family, the royal family, this is strange but true, can't have political views. You would think if any family in England could have political views, it would be the royal family, but uh-uh.
But they make the rules.
They
so
only
why
have
don't
royal views.
The royal family also isn't allowed to vote or to speak publicly about politics.
Interesting.
That seems strange. I would want a royal family to speak about politics.
Well, I'm
and
just...
indoor soccer. Those would be the two topics I would like to hear.
Indoor soccer?
Yes.
Maybe polo.
Maybe polo.
I'm just thinking about the movie, you know, the King's Speech.
Yeah.
Because that was during the war, and I feel like the king had
didn't
a big
didn't he
part
say
in
something
there
about politics? He must have.
And then my new favorite, oh, I love the show, it was only one season, I think.
The Crown?
The Crown, yes.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
Really, really good.
The royal family, Jude, cannot work in government. Since voting is off the table, members of the royal family are not allowed to hold any type of political post. Although,
they
that
meet
sounds
with the prime
like a political
minister all the time.
Yeah.
So they're definitely in politics, but there are the rules, which I guess are good rules.
What do you make of this one? Monopoly.
They can't play
the
Monopoly?
Game, Wendy, they cannot play Monopoly. Monopoly is a forbidden board game amongst the royal family.
Oh, come on.
It says here it's the weirdest rule. Why? Why could they not play the game Monopoly? What would be involved there that they'd say this is not a good idea
for us? It's too American?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Dinner conversations are formulated. It says at dinner parties, the queen begins by speaking to the person seated to her right. During the second course of the meal, she then switches to the guest who is on her left.
So she only talks to two people?
Well, one at a time, on her right for the first half of the meal, and then whoever on her left for the second
half.
Well,
but you said it was formulated, so then maybe I think once she says, "Ooh, I love your hat," then they talk about hats.
Right.
Or down the table.
So whatever she, whatever her topic is.
Right, she brings up the topic.
God, this is a boring life.
Right?
Isn't it?
And you can't play Monopoly.
And she's been around forever.
What about Gnip Gnup? Can you play Gnip Gnup?
It says here the royal family is encouraged to play Gnip Gnup.
They play Pinochle.
I wonder what game. Yeah, croquet seems like the royal family would
play. No, but like what card game would they play?
Go fish?
Straight up. No.
Do you have any threes? Go fish.
Gin rummy, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe gin rummy.
Yeah.
It's got that word gin in it, though.
Right. Watch the princess.
Can they drink?
Oh, yeah.
Just.
Oh, yeah. They drink.
They do?
They drink.
Just a cordial.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, no wine coolers. No Bartles and James. Two heirs are not allowed to travel together. Once Prince George turns the age of 12, he and Harry will always have to fly separately, just in case, obviously, if there's an accident, you don't want to lose two royals at once. So they must travel separately. The royal family is not allowed to sign autographs or to take selfies. Now, I'm guessing the second part of that is a new rule. I'd be shocked if this was a rule back in the 1700s.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You may not sketch yourself, Prince. Please stop sketching yourself.
Hasn't Harry taken the redhead? Hasn't he taken selfies?
I'm sure he has.
Do you think? Well, he's broken some rules.
Yeah,
over
yeah.
The
he's the black sheep.
Yeah,
or red sheep.
He's the red sheep of the family.
He looks just like the stable guy.
He does. He, yeah. You know, they address that in several of the specials about Princess
Diana. Oh, they've been
Diana's.
On like crazy lately.
Yeah, they say that. They're never
so they
conclusive.
They lean toward it. Oh, okay,
but they
it,
always say a lot of people have wondered.
I mean, he looks just like him.
About the guy she was, having a fling with.
Oh, just leave her alone.
While Wendy, she was still married.
You'll
to the
be
prince.
Sad to learn this. You, a private citizen, are not allowed to touch a royal. And that includes George
them.
Brett, who was their third baseman for many years. You are not allowed to touch any royal. It is rumored that the royal family cannot be touched by non-royals. And Kate's awkward reaction to LeBron James throwing his arm around her in a photo is full-blown proof. Now, I remember when that picture came out, everybody was panicking, going, look at this. A guy just came up and he just touched her. You can't do that.
None of that. He hugged her?
Yeah, he gave her a big hug.
What if it's there, if they instigate it?
I don't think they instigated it.
Because remember
ever.
Princess Diana hugged that AIDS patient?
Oh, right.
And,
she did, yeah. But now she did the hugging. So
right.
That's
but that's
different.
What I mean. Yeah. She instigated
right.
it.
Right. Then I guess it's all right. But you can't. You just can't come up and go, Queen, and give her a big hug.
God, I wish I had $1 million to just fly you to England to do that.
I would do it. I'm not afraid.
You'd be beheaded.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Come here.
Come
here,
queenie.
You.
Look at you.
Who loves you?
The royals are not allowed to wear fur. In the 12th century, King Edward III banned all royals from wearing fur. Boy, these guys make
a rule.
But
they can go fox hunting.
Yeah. Right.
They can kill the fox, but they can't wear the fox.
Right. But it says here, this rule is frequently broken. Every seating is very much planned. Boy, that's even written in a British way. Not just planned. In England, it's very much planned. Seating is arranged in order of precedence at all royal events, but factors like age, language, and interest go into account when organizing these events. That's like whenever they have dignitaries from other countries, you always see there's some protocol of who gets to enter and who gets to sit where. It's never open seat. It's never festival
right.
seating.
And these rules are also kind of ridiculous because they don't have the prominence they once had.
Right.
No, you know, absolutely.
Right. This one, I'm sure you would already guess. The royal family must adhere to a strict dress code, but we knew that.
Bloomers only.
Right.
Hats at all times.
Yeah.
You never see a prince
skirts
wearing an I'm a stupid
knee.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's never seen ever. Even Prince George, that's your young prince, he has a strict dress code. He always wears tailored shorts, never trousers.
Who's George?
George is the son of...
Kate
and William.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The first son.
Right. Yeah.
Then they have George
six.
And what's the girl's name?
No,
wait. Do they have two boys?
No, they have two girls.
Well, she's expecting again.
She's having a third. Right.
Yeah. They have a boy and a girl.
The girl's
right
name
now.
Is Selma.
No, it isn't.
No?
Charlotte.
What did I say? I thought I said Charlotte. Did I say Selma?
Do they call her Lottie?
Yes. For Charlotte.
Char.
Right. It's baby Lottie. Women must wear hats to all formal events. Hey, that's my rule. That's what I wear to formal events,
you
too.
You would fit right in
I wear
with
a baseball
royals.
Cap. After 6 p.m., hats are off, tiaras are on.
Oh, see, I'd want to be royal just for that.
Just for the 6 o'clock switching of the hat into a tiara.
That would be fun.
Sometimes there's a retractable roof on the hat, and it comes down, and you only see the tiara.
It opens up into
that's
a tiara.
That's impressive when they do that. Tiaras are reserved only for married women. If you're not married, no tiara for you.
Oh.
Tarara boomtie. I love fun, Wendy. The Queen's breakfast menu. The Queen's breakfast menu is non-negotiable. Every morning, the Queen of England enjoys a breakfast tea and some apple jacks.
No, she does. It's a
cornflakes.
Biscuit.
Cornflakes. No, I would have thought a scone.
Yeah,
but no. It is not that. It is breakfast tea and cornflakes. That's the Queen's breakfast every day.
Not no frosted.
No, please.
They're not great.
Her hair is frosted, not her scone. The family does not open... This is the royal family, not our families. The royal family does not open presents on Christmas Day.
What? I'm done.
Wendy, you can complain all you want. They're not changing it for you.
Well, but why? They get presents. They're just not wrapped.
Instead of opening presents on Christmas Day, the royal family exchanges gifts in the red drawing room during tea time, and that's done on Christmas Eve, and that's how it's always been, and that's how it always will be.
We always did our presents on Christmas
Eve. But they get things like tiaras.
Right. What could this be shaped like a tiara? Oh, it's a tiara.
Oh, another diamond.
I wish it was 6 o'clock.
Oh, ruby.
Right.
Red room.
That's what little Prince George says, and they all get creeped out by it. Stop doing that. Mom, he threw a tiara at me. She threw a tiara at me. All right, that's everything you'd always want to know about the royal family, but was afraid to ask. Jude, thanks for hanging out. We'll
absolutely.
Take a quick
By
break.
The way, royal is my new favorite name for a baby. So
oh.
Everyone can steal
Someone
it
has life. That name? Does somebody have that name, Royal?
It's in my kid's family, in their dad's family somewhere.
As a first name.
Royal. And I was like, why has no one taken Royal? It's in the family?
Wow.
Yeah, it's Irish, I guess. So.
That's a lot of pressure, though, to name your kid that.
There's some country western star that I'm sorry I don't know his name, but he just named his little daughter Memphis, and I totally love that.
That's a nice name.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. I love location names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Chicago.
Thank you, Paris.
So does my daughter Stickney. We named her after the treatment plant in Stickney. All right, a quick break, and then we're going to close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I just want to mention that it's country star Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany had a little boy and named him Memphis, and I think that's just really cute.
That's a nice name.
I like it.
That is a very nice name. All right, well, we're out of time. That's it for today's show. The bonus hour is coming to a close, but we'll probably do another one tomorrow, I'm guessing, right?
I'm up for it.
Let's do another one tomorrow. It's the Friday version of the bonus hour. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.